This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. A U.S. senator from Colorado is calling for the defense secretary to resign after a recent national security intelligence breach. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says White House officials who used a group messaging app to discuss attack plans for Yemen should lose their jobs.
We're going to do everything we can to make sure they are held accountable. And by the way, that includes Pete Hegseth, who I think should never have been the defense secretary to begin with and should step down as a result of his pathetic participation in this moment.
Bennett spoke with CPR's Colorado Matters. A journalist from The Atlantic was mistakenly included on those messages, which revealed specific military plans. This morning, The Atlantic released the entire chat that included senior national security officials. Three gun control proposals in the Colorado legislature could soon become state law. One measure would require Coloradans to get training and a permit to buy, sell, or make a wide range of guns that use detachable magazines. The others would raise the minimum age for buying ammunition and tighten regulations for gun shows. Senate President James Coleman says passing the bills doesn't mean the legislature's work is done.
Yes and no. Yes, and that is through the legislative process, knowing that what we really care about is implementation.
Even if they become law, they're likely to face challenges in court. An El Paso County School Board will vote whether to recognize students by their sex assigned at birth. The resolution before School District 49 board members directs schools to recognize only two sexes. It requires restrooms and locker rooms separate male and female students. It says all legal steps should be taken to prevent males from competing as females in sports. If passed, the measure could conflict with state law. A bill passed in 2021 prohibits discrimination based on gender expression and identity. It's mostly sunny across Colorado. That's today and tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.